The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 473. Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. My name is Mark Gunn. I am a Celtic musician and podcaster, and this show is dedicated to the independent Celtic musicians. Please support these artists, share the show with your friends, and find more episodes at CelticMusicPodcast.com. You can also support this podcast over on Patreon. We kicked off the show today with John Doyle. That's from his album, The Path of Stones, just came out. track is called 11Z's. My Hobbit loving self felt like I needed a song about 11Z's. In fact, I could use some 11Z's. It is 11Z's. I need to go eat. All right. Next up is Anna Bosnick with The Forest, The Magician, and The Butterfly from her album, The Ring.
Sisters side by side, the boys above for me. Though our two sisters side by side, the eldest for young Johnny cried, I'll be true unto my love if he'll be true to me. Johnny bought the youngest a gay gold ring, sing I dum, sing I day. Johnny bought the youngest a gay gold ring, the the boys upon from here. Johnny bought the youngest a giggled ring. He never bought the eldest a single thing. I'll be true unto my love if he'll be true to me. As they were a-walking by the foamy brim, sing I dum and sing I day. As they were a-walking by the foamy brim, the boys upon from here. As they were a-walking by the foamy brim, the eldest pushed the youngest in. I'll be true unto my love if he'll be true to me. Sister, oh sister, give me thy hand, sing I dum and sing I day. Sister, oh sister, give me thy hand, the boys upon from here. Sister, I'll not give you my hand, and I'll have Johnny in Dolly's land. I'll be true unto my love if he'll be true to me. So there she sank and away she swam, sing I dum and sing I day. So there she sank and away she swam, the boys upon from here. So there she sank and away she swam, until she came to the miller's town. I'll be true unto
stars, there he walked that town, delirious, round and round. Sharp frost did bite his pale skin, his sorrows long were drowned. He sought a bed to lay his head, and pain would surely go. He would rise in the morn before his tears will flow. His feet were sore, his heart hung low from memories too clear. Pale sun came up to worry him, drawn eyes he felt them stare. His pace did quicken to no man's land, to factories he didn't know. There he'd stay till the morn before his tears would flow. Day cold wind blew at his hair. The laughter now a lowly din, the sea bright blue and clear. A mind did change on that good day, and kindness ceased to flow. True, he ran from that shore before his tears would flow. In no man's land, to the heavens he swore he would bring peace back again. Face up, be strong, return to light, and sorrow's day would end. He looked across the rolling land, seeing beautiful fields of snow. He'd return, make it right, and then no more tears would flow. He'd return, make it right, and then no more tears will flow.
After Anna Bosnick came Orla Fallon with Two Sisters from Lore. Then came Orak by the Tannehill Weavers from Orak, the Golden Anniversary. And finally, the Diviners. From their album Earshot, that was Before His Tears Will Flow. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? You can send a written comment along with a picture of what you're doing while listening. Email a voicemail message to CelticPodcast@gmail.com. Matthew McKnight emailed a correction. G'day. I love your podcast. I have only recently discovered it as I get my head wrapped around ever-evolving technologies. I have Celtic ancestry, grew up in Australia, and feel so connected with my heritage when I listen to your show. I like the Celtic Rain track in the latest podcast and discovered a typo/problem with the link to their website. The link address should be CelticRainMusic.com. Hope this helps in the future. Thank you so much, Matthew. Yes, occasionally I do get those links messed up, and I appreciate that correction. There's actually a couple people who checked it out and recognized that there was an error. So if there are any errors in the show notes, or, you know, there's a lot of bands who are on the podcast early on and their links might no longer work. So if you let me know, I can remove those or find an updated email address or URL, whatever. So I hope you'll do that. Jeremy Graves emailed, "Hi, Mark. I've been listening to your show for just a few weeks, but I really love it. I started listening to stay awake while feeding my now 3-month-old late at night. My wife and I take shifts. As a linguist working with an indigenous group in Mexico, I really enjoy songs sung in the Celtic language. I would love to hear more on the show. Thanks for your work. P.S. I bought a Stone Circle album today, which I first heard on the podcast. Thank you, Jeremy. I know the feeling. When my youngest daughter was born, I was listening to a bunch of Celtic music as well, so I can appreciate that. I'll see if I can get a few more Celtic language songs for the show in the future as well. It is a little bit more difficult finding Irish or Gaelic songs, but I have a whole bunch. Not to say I don't have a whole lot, so... Charlton Allen asks, what is Indie Celtic? Well, you know, that's a really good question. And I think I did a podcast on that once. I'll see if I can include that in the show notes. Basically, though, it is independent musicians. But most of the artists in the show are independent musicians, meaning they do not have a label. They are self-producing albums. And they're the ones who really, really need your support. Though, interestingly enough, this show has quite a few signed artists like John Doyle or La Fallon, the Tannehill Weavers, although I believe they have their own record label. But it varies each time. The show started off almost exclusively indie just because, if for no other reason, then it's easier getting permission from independent artists than it is from signed ones. Now, I have worked out a deal with a couple record labels which allow me to play their music, but nevertheless, I still prefer putting most of my promotion efforts in supporting the artists who don't have a publicist or a label to help them do it. So hope that helps. Brooke Smith emailed on Patreon. Hi, Mark. Thanks for all the work you do running this podcast. I don't really have any Irish heritage, but I discovered Celtic music when a friend dragged me to a contra dance in Vermont and the band Crowfoot several years ago. I love the genre, and your podcast is a great way to keep up with some of the new music that comes out. I typically listen while working during the day. I'm a structural engineer in Melbourne, Australia, and I'll have Spotify open as I do, marking songs as favorites on there as they catch my ear. I'll usually later on go listen to the rest of an artist's catalog if I favorited something by them. I found a few new artists that way, West of Eden, Heather Dale, Child's Play, Skip Inish. Anyway, I'm gradually working my way through your back catalog of episodes, but one group I've not heard much of yet is Cape Breton artists. Barry McNeils, Rollins Cross, Rankin Family, Ashley McIsaac, Natalie McMaster are some of my other favorite Celtic bands. Cheers. Thanks, Brooks. I'm so happy that you are able to find all these artists. And yes, I have not had much luck reaching out to many of those artists to have them featured on the podcast. So what I would recommend is that you drop these artists an email and say, hey, the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast would love to play your music. You can submit at 4celts.com. That's the number 4celts.com. It's quick and easy, and hopefully in the future I can get some of them on the show. Back to the music. Next up is Wolf and Clover from their new album, Live at the Sylvan Sessions. This is The Suitor Set.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Upon her head a crown descended.
in the distance there rang a bell, and it rang for the saints and the sinners as well. Way off in the distance there rang a bell. I remember the lessons of Sunday school, and I can't help but think that maybe I'm the fool. But I see no sign of a greater plan, just the joy and the sorrow of my fellow man. And off in the distance there rang a bell, way off in the distance there rang a bell. And it rang for the saints and the sinners as well, way off in the distance there rang a bell. And here we stand while life rushes past, between the first breath and the last. And here we stand between east and west, and here we stand between birth and death.
After Wolf and Clover came Celtic Rain by Celtic Rain from Celtic Rain. And of course, that's at CelticRainMusic.com. Then came Outbound Traveler with Ring for a Lady from Go On and Wander. And finally, Runa from their album 10, The Errant Knight, that was Saints and Sinners. Celtic Podcast News. I want to thank you patrons of the podcast because of your kind and generous support. This show comes out every week. Your generosity funds the creation, promotion, and production of the show. It allows us to attract new listeners and to help our community grow. As a patron, you get to hear episodes before regular listeners. When we hit a milestone, you get an extra long episode. You can pledge a dollar or more per episode and cap how much you want to spend each month over on Patreon. Plus, your contribution helps us support Celtic nonprofits like the Middle Tennessee Highland Games and Celtic Festival and the Texas Scottish Festival, both which are being delayed until 2021, but we are proud supporters. A super special thanks to our newest patrons, David Mark, Christopher, Megan G, and Joe L. You can become a generous patron of the podcast on Patreon at songhenge.com. And I also want to remind you to travel with Celtic Invasion Vacations. Every year I take a small group of Celtic music fans on the relaxing adventure of a lifetime. We don't see everything. Instead, we stay in one area. We get to know the region through its culture, history, and legends. You can join us with an auditory and visual adventure through podcasts and videos in 2021. I'm planning a trip to Scotland. We're going to be staying about 20 minutes from Loch Lomond. You can learn more about the invasion when the details become available by signing up at CelticInvasion.com. Next up is Colleen Orender. This is from a single she released. She is not typically a Celtic artist, but she had a recording of the song and said she wanted to send it in. It was very pretty, so I thought I'd play it. Here's Colleen Orender.
Near the Bainbridge Town in the county down, one morning in July, down a boring green came a sweet colleen, and she smiled as she passed me by. She looked so neat from her two white feet to the sheen of her nut brown hair. Such a coaxing elf, I had to shake myself to make sure I was standing there. As she onward sped, sure I shook my head and I gazed with a feeling queer. And I said I, to a passerby who's a maid with the nut brown hair. He smiled at me and with pride says he, that's the gem of old Ireland's crown. She's young Rosie McCain from the banks of the Ben and the star of the county down. From Bantry Bay down to Derry Cay, from Galway to Dublin town. No maid I've seen like the fair colleen that I met in the county Down. At the harvest fair, she'll be surely there, and I'll dress in my Sunday clothes, with my hat tucked tight and my shoes shone bright, and all for my nut brown rose. No pipe I'll smoke, or no horse I'll yoke, till my plow with rust turns brown. Till the smiling bride by my own fireside sits the star of the county Down. From Bantry Bay down to Derry Cay, from Galway to Dublin town. No maid I've seen at the fair colleen that I met at the county Down. Darling town. No maid I've seen like the sweet colleen that I met in the county Down.
Just tell me I'm beautiful as we lie down, that will suffice. Don't look so guilty as though you've done me wrong. I'm not your victim to be pitied, I'm not yours at all for long. Oh, with your hands you cheapen me, and I'll never let another weaken me. But Would you kiss me too softly? And I felt used. You told me I was there. Your call to arms, your muse. Don't act so bewitched as though you tried to stay true. Enchant you with my voice. Was in my hair that maddened you? Such excuses are heard only in song from a time before you and I. There is no great romance here, no, just a lust you try to glorify. Go back to my advice. You won't find me running after. I can't be broken twice. Leave and go back to her running. Take my advice. Your cold heart couldn't bother one long since turned to ice. You won't find me running after.
after Colleen Orrender was Wivernlingo, and they are an Irish band. So the show is called the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. And so every now and then I get submissions from artists who are not in the Celtic music genre, like Colleen and also Wivernlingo. But they listed this as their most Celtic song, so I decided to play it. After the Wivernlingo came the Whiskey Dicks from the old 1-2 Two-Step from United We Stumble. And finally, the Muckers. They have a brand new album out. It's called Irish Goodbye. That was Buzzard's Bay. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and if you did, please share the show with one friend. The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is here to build our community and help the incredible artists who so generously share their music with you. If you hear music you love, buy the album, shirts, and songbooks. Follow the artists on Spotify, see the shows, and drop them an email to let them know you heard them in the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. Remember also to subscribe to the Celtic Music Magazine. Every week you'll get a few cool bits of Celtic music news. It's a quick and easy way to plug yourself into more great Celtic culture. Plus, you can get 34 Celtic MP3s for free just for signing up today. All right, we are going to finish up the show with Gillian Boucher and Bob McNeil. This is Emily Bay from their album, Race for the Sun. I will talk to you again next week. Sláinte.
Was a wild one, got sent down 7 years hard in Sydney town. Elizabeth cried on the dock, said he, "You're a good girl, Lizzie, don't you wait for me." Johnny was a thief, he was quicker than some, got caught with a bottle of the captain's rum. Blood runs down to the sand on Emily Bay. And the blood runs down to the sand on Emily Bay. Judge said, "I can turn a hard man around. You can do your time out in Kingston too." Tooraloo. Johnny said, "Well, you can cut a chain for me, but I'll curse your eyes till the day I'm free." Tooraloo. Johnny took 100 till the blood ran black. The chaplain said, "That's a dead man's back." Blood runs down to the sand on Emily Bay. And the blood runs down to the sand on Emily Bay. "Brother, come along with me. Gonna get me a guard, been worrying me." Johnny said, "Well, Jack, I've been thinking just the same. We got three more than the soldiers came." "Commandant said you're gonna hang this morning. England's sorry you ever been." Blood runs down to the sand on Emily Bay. And the blood runs down to the sand on Emily Bay. never did a year in Kingston Town. Elizabeth cried on the day she read he was thrown in a hole, not a word was said. Turlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlurlur Lovely, you're a good girl, Lizzie, don't weep for me. Blood runs down to the sundown in my head. And the blood runs down to the sundown in my head.
The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast was edited by Mitchell Peterson with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. The show is produced by Mark Gundy, Celt Father. To subscribe, go to Apple Podcasts or to our website, where you can become a patron of the podcast for as little as $1 per episode. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.